Last night, former First Lady Michelle Obama delivered a scathing critique of President Trump.
So let me be as honest and clear as I possibly can. Donald Trump is the wrong president for our country. He has had more than enough time to prove that he can do the job, but he is clearly in over his head. He cannot meet this moment. He simply cannot be who we need him to be for us. It is what it is.
Democratic Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey will speak at the convention on Thursday, but first he joins us. Senator, welcome.
Thank you very much. It's good to be with you.
Well, what was your reaction to Michelle Obama's speech in particular? This is unprecedented to have a former first lady go after a sitting president in that way.
Well, I found it very human, actually. I think that anybody who was watching could really feel her heart and her own struggles with watching what has happened to the country under Donald Trump. And I think that she did talk, not in a personal, pejorative way about Donald Trump, but more just her aching over a nation that is growing more divided, and to see the darker angels of our nature be so present from the highest office in the land, whether it is degrading or demeaning or dividing people. And I think she called on us and really seemed to say very directly that this is not about him. It's about who we are and what we're willing to do for the values and virtues of our country. Will we stand up and represent them in this next election?
What kind of a difference do you think it will make in terms of impact to have that speech, and by the way, all of the speeches, not have the reaction from a crowd in a convention hall, but rather be the way that they were, just one person sitting in a room speaking to a camera?
I think there are advantages and disadvantages. Something I got out of this convention, I just got a chance to see a better portrait of America, a more complete portrait of America, as we were jumping around geographies, seeing the faces and hearing the voices of the full breadth of who we are as a nation. It was one of those inspiring sort of visions, seeing who we are, and more importantly, being reminded of the best of who we are.
Racial justice was a central pillar of the first day of the convention. George Floyd's brothers spoke. We heard from James Clyburn. We saw Biden speaking with a number of black leaders about racial justice. Now, as you know, both Biden and Harris are seen by some, especially on the left, as insufficiently committed to police reform. Do you think that those people will be satisfied with the message coming from the convention on that important issue?
You know, since I was a student activist at Yale Law School, my life has been about trying to tear down a system of mass incarceration. I think we could not have a better duo who will help to lead this charge against a broken criminal justice system in our country. So I'm not sure what folk are thinking who look plainly at the choice we have before us and that can't see that one will have us mired deeper in divisions and bigotry, and the other will advance us in a significant way more towards the ideals of some of the great activists who fought for racial justice before us. You know, we have a lot of work to do, but on this sojourn to the mountaintop, I think we've got two of the best people possible.
There was a lot of talk about President Trump last night. This was Bernie Sanders.
Trump has attacked doctors and scientists trying to protect us from the pandemic while refusing to take strong action to produce the masks, gowns, and gloves our healthcare workers desperately need. Nero fiddled while Rome burned. Trump golfs.
Is there a risk, Senator Booker, in focusing too much on how bad Democrats see Trump as being and not enough on a positive vision for the future in a Biden administration?
Well, I'm one of those people that always wants us to talk about what we're for and not just about what we're against. And I think if you listen to the totality of Bernie Sanders' speech, he did really speak to our core values and cast a lot of the economic justice issues, racial justice issues, and even the urgency of this pandemic and the moral issues, and gave a vision for the future that was compelling to me. And so I think that America is tired right now. I think people, as Michelle Obama said, feel like they're just fed up with politics in general. And so I allow space for that. But the reality is what defines us ultimately will be the vision that we put forward. And God, I was happy to hear so many speakers talk about an America that is more defined by its goodness, that is heralded by a new era where we have a revival of civic grace with a new administration.
What is your message going to be on Thursday night when you speak?
Well, I ran for president for that reason, because I thought that the lines that divide us are real, but the ties that bind us are the ones that are most meaningful and strongest in our country. Doesn't mean we always need to agree or even necessarily like each other, but we have got to come together around our common principles and common values. And so that will be my call in the, hopefully in all the opportunities I have to speak between now and the election.
That is New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker, who will be speaking on Thursday at the Democratic National Convention. Senator, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.